Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinions. So do you or does anyone in your household work for radio or television stations, newspapers, advertising agencies, media organizations, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right, thank you. So as we know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're going to... I'm sorry?
Well...
Okay, well, would you say you're going to...
I don't know who the people are that are running.
All right.
So I'm not sure I'm going to vote for many of them.
All right. So would you say that in, like, the county commissions happening Tuesday, August 20th, would you say that you're not at all likely to vote or you're somewhat likely to vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Oh, so you're going to
vote. Probably not for some of the lower level.
Mm-hmm. All right. Understandable. So with which
one? I don't know those people.
All right. No worries. So with what political party are you registered to vote with? Would it be like
Republican?
Republican?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. What is your main racial background?
My main what? Racial background?
Yes, your main racial background.
I didn't know you had a subordinate one. okay.
Well, would you say you're like Hispanic or Asian or Asian American or Black or Caucasian or...
Caucasian, but it's not as, you make it sound like you have a major and a minor.
Oh, all right. All right. Would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
Okay, I'm 78.
78, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I've only been here for a couple of years, and to me it seems like it's doing fine.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes illegal immigration, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, affordable housing, property insurance costs, taxes and county government spending, overdevelopment, inflation, the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, or protecting the environment?
Well, as far as traffic congestion is concerned, I don't see any. There's not that much. Every now and then you get a lot of traffic, but 90% of the time it's pretty light. So, but most of those other things, you know, they get looked at pretty evenly. They all need some, you know, something to look at.
So all right.
I don't know that one is more important than the other. They're all kind of equally important.
All right. But if you have to, like, maybe lean towards one of them, which ones do you think that, like, if they would solve this issue, it would, like, completely help you and your family, like, the most? Like, it's, like, the best thing.
I don't have any family.
All
so
right. Then what about...
My wife died. I didn't have any kids, so it's just me. So it's pretty easy to pick. I would say probably immigration is about as good as any.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about these people. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the list goes Rick Ramsey.
Was that a name?
Yes, that is someone, a person, yes.
Who? Say the name again, please.
Rick Ramsey.
Who?
If you know Rick Ramsey.
Rick Ramsey. Oh, okay.
Yes, Rick Ramsey.
I don't know. No. Never heard of him.
All right. What about Melissa Tomei?
No.
As in, you never heard of her? Like, no opinion?
I haven't heard of her.
All right. What about Paul Wunderlich?
No.
All right. As in, you've never heard of her?
Correct.
I'm sorry, him. Sorry, him. What about Joe Biden?
I've heard of him.
All right. And would you have, like, a favorable opinion about him or unfavorable or, like, no opinion about him?
I think the most complimentary thing I could say about him is it's unfavorable.
All right. Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Substantially.
So substantially meaning like somewhat then or very?
Quite a bit.
All right, thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
I like him.
All right, so very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Oh, I'd say very, very favorable, yes.
All right. What about Holly Merrill Rashine?
I don't know that name.
All right, no worries. And what about Donald Trump?
I would say it's pretty favorable for Donald.
All right, so like somewhat favorable or very favorable?
They're very.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. So thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were being held today amongst the following candidates, for who would you vote for? And the list goes Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, Melissa Batomi, a Republican candidate, or Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate.
I don't know any of the people that, I've only been here for a bit and I live on a boat, so I really don't have much social life with people ashore. So I would probably not vote for anybody in the county race or any kind of a local race because I don't know those people.
All right. And if you actually can be lean towards voting for one of them, who do you think you would like vote for? Maybe just based on names. So I could read them again if you would like.
Well, to tell you the truth, if you're just going to base it on names without knowing any of the people, I would vote for somebody not at the top of the list because they're listed alphabetically. So I would vote for somebody not at the top, somebody that's more down alphabetically down the list, so toward the middle or the end. Like if it's two people running and one starts with an A and one starts with an M, I'm going to vote for the guy with the M. And if it's three people, I might vote for the guy with the starts with the Z. But because I know a lot of people vote for the guy, whoever's at the top of the ticket, and you look at the list of names of people that win elections, a lot of them start with the letters A, B, and C, just because people just vote for the first name they see. Does that make sense to you?
For sure. Understandable. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner?
It's fine with me.
All right. So that'd be like a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I would say, sure, somewhat strongly approve. I have no objection to whatever they've done.
All right. Thank you. So all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in an election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government. Or number two, a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
That'd be tough without knowing the people. I probably would not vote for either one because I understand there's a good reason to vote for each.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably wouldn't vote for either one.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I like to see development, so I'm fine with it.
All right. Thank you.
They could use a wider road. That'd be nice. Nicest the highway was four lanes.
All right. So which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a Kansas position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime. Or number two, a Kansas position on future development in Monroe County.
Well, development brings more tax money in, and that's, you know, property taxes. People living here, spending money, supporting other businesses and things like that. So I would go with that.
What's the second option then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
Well, I like Publix. So if they want to put one in Tavernier, fine with me.
All right. So do you somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Let's say strongly favor.
strongly favor. All right, thank you. So as you may know, Monroe County has taken on a major infrastructure project to reduce flooding and replace the aging TraumaStar helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. So which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Or statement number two, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of its major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
I'd go with the second one. Your property taxes are pretty low.
All right.
I think people could afford $11 a month. That's $132 a year. That's not too bad. I'd go with that.
All right. So would you say that with option number two, that we should be kind of increasing taxes and paying more for it to renovate Florida?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So if you knew that the following statements I'm going to talk to you about, Holly, Merrill, Rashine, were true, would each of these statements make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference? And I can repeat those categories again. So the first one is, Holly Merrill Rashine has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rashine has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for businesses and hospitality applications. Would this make you much more likely to want to support her based on the statement I just read to you? Somewhat more likely to want to support her? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely? Or does it make no difference?
Support her as opposed to who? Somebody else? Is there somebody else running against her?
Well, yes. It's all the other people I mentioned to you about. I think one of them was, well, I can't remember the names right now, but the ones I previously mentioned.
Okay. So she's been in office for a while? She's running for re-election? Is that what it is?
I am not sure 100%, but I do know that she is running. So kind of like based just on that statement, though, would you say this makes you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right. Holly Merrill Rashine is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashine has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe.
Okay.
Same dynamic. Does this make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference?
Okay. No difference.
All right. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County.
Well, I could always use a little bit more affordable housing.
All right. So would you say this makes you want to support her much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Maybe somewhat.
All right. Holly Merrill Rashine believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
Well, like I already said, I mean, the roads should be four lanes all the way through. Because it gets choke points.
So would you say you somewhat support this then, or much more likely to support her?
Yeah.
Would that be somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Holly Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has businesses before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest.
No difference.
All right, no difference. All right. Holly Merrill Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by high developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashine has been rubber stamped for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the Keys and harm our quality of life.
Well, you know, you're running for office, you got to get money from somewhere.
All right. So would you say this statement makes you, like, does it make no difference then? Or does it make you much less likely to support her? Or
No difference. Right? I mean, what's the difference if you get $100,000 from a bunch of developers or from a bunch of homeowners that work for the developers, maybe, you know? I mean, what difference it makes?
Yeah. Understandable. Thank you. So during these tough times, Mayor Rashina voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Does this make you somewhat less likely or much less likely or no difference?
Oh, let's say less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. And Holly Rashine understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County economy strong. Rashine has prioritized water quality improvement projects like coral reef and Everglades restoration and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood.
I'm fine with it.
All right, so does this make you much more likely or somewhat more likely to support her?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you. So now taking into account everything you just heard about kind of like her, about Holly Rashine, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were being held today amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate, or Holly Rashine, a Republican candidate?
I guess I might vote for the third one.
For Holly Merrill Rashine. All right. And would you say you're going to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Possibly.
All right. So we're almost done. We're not, about 95. Right?
Absolutely, definitely not. Definitely vote for her.
All right. Understandable. So you're going to probably vote for her then? Like probably? Yeah, like you're not really sure, but probably?
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
Thank you. All right, so we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. There's only like about 4 more questions left, I believe. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So how long have you lived in Monroe County?
3.5 years.
All right. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very, all right. What is the last good formal education you have completed? I'm sorry.
Associate degree.
Associate's degree. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, yeah. The day's pretty much shot, isn't it?
All right. Well, goodbye. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for listening.